take from this game as you look through downtown Brampton?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to be a little more disciplined with what we try to put in the scout, what we try to prepare for tonight. You know, obviously, Cat Barber is a dynamic playmaker for them. And, you know, you've got a little bit comfortable in the first half and put us on our heels. And, you know, not being able to take him out of the game and not being able to finish possessions with defensive rebounds really hurt us.
Jordan, there's a series incident. We saw the injury. Just wanted to ask, any updates on condition? Just come to after that very, very scary situation.
Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Okay. Hey, Coach, what's your thoughts on the team's energy throughout the game? I know they were in it in that last few minutes, but what are some things that you want them to kind of execute more?
Yeah, I mean, I think we started the game really well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, off to a hot start, and the bench was very energized, and the guys were into it. And the challenge is, how do you play 40 minutes of that same energy and execution? So,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be a game of runs. It's not going to be a perfect game, but just being able to execute when the lungs and legs start to burn a little bit, being able to be disciplined. And, you know, we're only 8 games into a 3-month season, so mm-hmm. we're still learning each other, still learning the habits, still learning what we want to try to do from a conceptual standpoint. So, you know, like I said, they get the bus ride back to the hotel to think about it and dwell, and then we're on to Brampton.
On to
sorry. You began the game on a 15-2 run. How were you able to weather the storm and come back?
We just calmed down and set our feet and locked in for the game. We stayed together. That's the best thing about it. You know, teams are going to go through runs. We didn't panic. We just calmed ourselves down. We stood the run and played our best basketball.
This is your second game in a row where you won in a nail biter. How will these close games help build resilience for your team moving forward this season?
It's good, you know, bouncing back from when you're down, staying together, the whole team staying together within those huddles. That's really important. Making sure that we understand what we need to do, sticking to the game plan, making those adjustments in halftime, connecting. It's really helping us come together. Understand that we can win in multiple different ways as far as us.
Specifically impressed you about Cat's performance tonight?
I mean, when he's aggressive, our team is much better. So we want to make sure he continues to be there. Be aggressive all the way and continue to push the pace.
Perfect.
All right,
we'll go over here.
So through the first set of games here, like you mentioned yesterday or earlier this week, there was a lot of fluidity in the lineup, pretty much a different starting lineup every day. But it seems like there's a bit more people finding their roles on the team over the past few games. Are you feeling that as well?
People, guys get a little bit more comfortable. You know? It's like, guy comes off the plane, hi, how are you doing? We're about to play. It takes a little time, right? So right now, being together, having some time together has been really helping. Guys getting acclimated, knowing each other's game, knowing each other's strengths and challenges that they have, it's really helping.
And similar last year, you had a bit of a slow start, and then it was a road trip where you guys really found your rhythm in winning. This year, it was a slow start, and now you're starting to pick it up again. Is there any sort of confidence that, like, I've been through this, and I can impart that with the team?
Yeah, there's a lot of understanding that you got to take the perfect road straight. You got to make sure that you're taking everything that happens, and understand if you stick to what we're doing, we'll be a good team.
Coach, after tonight's injury and seeing all the players on the floor go up and pay their respects and, you know, say what's up and hope, like, you know, wish them well, is that a bigger than basketball moment, like a teacher moment for you to the team?
100%. We're all ball players at the end of the day. And I hope that young man gets better and gets healthy. You never want to see that within the game. I hope he gets better.
Hey, Coach, so how do you keep your players focused when sometimes the calls don't really go their way? The last two games, I feel like the team and players got a little frustrated, but you kind of spoke to them. So, like, what do you tell your players when that happens in the game?
It just happens, you know.
Yeah.
You can't really get into the ref stuff. Just mm-hmm. The call's already made. It's done. Like, you can't go back in time. So
yeah.
You got to learn that, just continue to be next play. Have a big percentage of us understanding that, hey, it's going to be what it's going to be, and we just got to focus on what we do.
Awesome. And what's your goal of the road trip? I think having these starts at home are slower, but on the road, what do you want this team to do better on?
Just prepare for something. Take one game at a time.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
With the injury, like the shooter, just players getting cold, is there anything that you did to make sure that they're still focused and who was out?
Yeah, so I think they gave us a little bit of warm-up for 3 minutes.
Right.
We brought everyone together, stay locked in, have a locked-in mentality, understand focus. You know, playing at home and playing in front of our crowds, it's important, you know. We have you know, family, friends, and everybody, you know, great community who came out. So we want to make sure we stay locked in and play the game within the game.
So, you know, 15-2 run early on, and you call a timeout. What was the conversation like on the bench to kind of get you guys back in it?
Few choice words, but at the end of the day, it's keeping everybody together.
Okay. So I also spoke with Kat and Khalid before about it's taking the time to just gel together and just finding the success. Where are they right now, the team, in terms of you being comfortable saying, you know, you're past the growing pains and you're ready to get back into contending?
I don't think it is past growing pains. I don't think it's past into contending. I think it's just, let's just focus on the next game. Focusing on the game that's ahead of us and understanding, let's just get better every single day. I let everybody else think and write about all that other stuff, but my main focus is those gentlemen in that room, making sure we're prepared for our road trip, prepared for the next game. So we're going to watch film tonight and find ways to get better for the next game.
Coach, you've won 4 games in a row. Now, what does it do for team morale now? It doesn't seem like Edmonton, a team that's come in here that won 3 games in a row and defensively had held teams under 80 points for 3 games in a row before this game.
Yeah, I think, you know, when a team is successful, it helps everyone. It helps. It creates a bigger buy-in to what we're doing. It makes everyone feel good. You know, you feel good, you play good. So I think, you know, all the wins and all the things we've been doing, you know, it shows a strong level of resilience within our team. And I think that's the best thing I'm taking away from all that. You know, at one point, you know, a few weeks ago, things weren't looking great, right? But we stuck together.
Coach, I mean, you kind of already answered this already, but back to the injury. When things like that happen, of course, on the other side, they're going to use that as they would anything as a sort of motivation to kind of get them to say, okay, let's go out there and finish this game. How do you, from the other side, get your guys together and say, hey, let's get this done?
Yeah, I have no time to think about what they're doing. I just think about what we're doing, and you know, we took our time. We think about what we're going to do offensively and defensively, and just focus on us.
Coach, congrats on the last 2 games and, you know, winning. You are going on this big-ass break road trip, and, you know, it's one of those moments where all of your players may have a lack of confidence. Talk to me about where you can get their mindset back and where that will take.
I don't think our team has a lack of confidence. I think we've always been very confident. They've had very successful early careers. But we're very young, and that goes with our resilience and our fun and our joy for the game. All those guys love the game, and every opportunity we get to play, we love it. So if we're playing here, Saskatchewan, whatever, we love just playing basketball and competing. So all these guys just can't wait for the next game.
Thank you, Mike.
4 wins in a row for you guys heading out on a big West Coast road trip, I believe. What's the mindset going out on the road now?
Continue to get wins. That's a big focus. And keep doing what we do. Since I got here, the guys, they've been really, really locked in. We've been really locked in the last couple of days. So I've been just telling them, like, hey, I'm coming in with a different type of energy, and that's what I'm bringing. And they're picking up a feeding off of me.